Imagine a pregnant teenager traveling from Kentucky to San Francisco who just can't bear to bring her baby into this troubled world. So she willfully carries and carries from the Civil War to the present day. That's the story of Bartha, who is abandoned by her father, separated from her lover in the new play called Battle Hymn, which is showing inside the Ford Theater. It's written by award-winning playwright Jim Leonard. It's a historical fantasy, and it features tragedy, humor, and hope as Martha travels across the painful history of the United States, one that is often forgotten and ignored. We're joined in studio now by playwright Jim Leonard and two of the actors, Susie Jane Hunt and Robert Manning Jr. Susie Jane Hunt, Robert Manning Jr., give us a taste of this.
Well, shoot, Lanford, give your weary dogs a rest and join me by the campfire. How the heck have you been? Tell me your tales.
We moved to Chicago, Detroit, and New York for a spell, but Henry never felt truly at home in this city. So we came out west seeking our fortune and fame.
Henry's dead, Lanford.
No, he's not. He's right here. I couldn't leave that big, lanky farm boy behind.
You got Henry in a suitcase. Oh, Lanford.
His leg bone, his arm bone, his finger bone with my wedding ring upon it.
You and Henry got hitched.
Ages ago.
You can't marry somebody who's dead.
In my country, you can marry whoever you want.
Are you pulling my leg?
Nope.
What if you want to marry a cow? I ain't saying I do, but what if I did?
Love is all you need.
Yeah, what if it's a girl cow?
Girls, boys, cows, people, trees, water, grass, sky, red, yellow, purple, blue, all love is holy. Ain't that right, Henrik? Are you feeling holy tonight? There's no killing allowed in my country, neither. We all live forever. Hi, Martha. How are you? I'm in a transcendental state.
Put poor Henry's head back in that suitcase. You're giving me the creeps.
Henry has been very concerned about you and his baby. He frets about you all the time. Ain't that right, Henry?
Henry's dead. He's not worried about anything, Lanford.
He is worried that somebody done put a spell on you.
Oh, you sound like a common yard darky.
You better hurry this labor along. You'll give birth to a teenager woman. Now, you can't carry on like this. It just ain't natural.
Do you think I like getting up 3-4 times a night to answer nature's call? I'm hungry. My back hurts. I'm constantly in tears about inconsequential things. I can't wait to have this baby so I can get my body back. Yes, I'm scared, and yes, I admit I'm a little bit picky and overprotective, but nobody wants this baby more than I do. I just have to find a safe place to raise it, that's all.
Mother. Mother! Now, Henry and I have had a long, heartfelt talk about this, and we firmly believe that you need to see a proper doctor.
A proper doctor let my mother bleed to death in childbirth. A proper doctor took me away from my mother and would not even permit her to hold me while she died, even though she cried out and begged for me.
Be that as it may, you cannot pretend that you're not pregnant.
Oh, don't give me the Harvard treatment, Lanford. I know my condition. Thanks to Mr. Bag of Bones over there. I know it in every fiber of my being, every moment of my life. Having a baby is who I am, Lanford. I know I'm not normal. I've always known that. I just wanted my kid to have a better shake than I did.
If you keep it inside you forever... It won't have any shake at all, Martha, good or bad.
Wow, what a beautiful dialogue. And Jim Leonard, the man who wrote this, is sitting right here with us, along with the actors. Thank you. That was beautiful, you guys.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you.
What compelled you to write this?
I was commissioned by South Coast Repertory Theater about 10 years ago to write a play on the Civil War. I wrote the first two-thirds of the first act and got stuck and put it away for almost a decade.
Amazing. And so this dialogue is far more than Civil War, clearly.
What I kept thinking about is a statement that Lincoln made one time. He talked about the terrifying promise of freedom. And I kept thinking about where we stand now and how much of what we are and who we are derives straight from the Civil War. Once you say all men are equal, it's such a radical concept that it extends beyond race into things like gay marriage.
Yeah, the themes are universal and timeless. And so what's interesting is that you've got this time travel, and yet the themes are timeless.
Well, I was trying to think of how do you bring the themes of the Civil War, the messages of the Civil War into present day, and I thought, well, let's just bring it into present day.
So, Sarah Jane Hunt, why don't you tell us about your character and your experience of being this character?
Okay, it's Susie Jane Hunt.
Susie Jane
Hunt. No worries.
See, I was not looking at my notes. I introduced you right.
Thank you. What was the question?
No, I wanted you to talk about the actual character and being this character and the encounters that you have. Talk about the encounters and being her.
Sure. Well, Martha is an incredibly strong young woman from the very start who becomes pregnant by her lover, her childhood love, you know, one of those people you've been in love with since you first met them. And she becomes pregnant and has to sort of stand up to her father, who is an Episcopalian minister, and gets sent away by him, and which is the beginning of this sort of epic journey throughout American history. And she comes across thieves and liars and rapists and then gets sucked into the Civil War and has to disguise herself as a male soldier in order to survive. So she's really all about survival and protecting her baby, and it becomes this sort of soul journey to find a safe place on earth in order to have this child. And as she gets deeper and deeper into America, really, it becomes harder and harder to find that safe place. And so she sort of finds her own superpower, which is to keep the baby inside of her. And I think Jim has done a wonderful job of allowing the audience to just sort of go there with you. You know, I don't think you question ever that this girl is doing this and is actually going through this supernatural life, you know, in order to find a safe place on Earth. And that's where her journey starts and where it ends.
So it's a little bit harder to come by this safe place on Earth than what you would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I also think that most women who are pregnant feel like they've been pregnant for about 150 years.
Well, let's bring Robert Manning Jr. into this. Now, you play more than one character.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us first about the main character, because that's the one that you are the most of the time.
Mostly Lanford. Yeah, Lanford is the one.
The lover's lover.
The lover's lover.
Explain that for our listeners so they can understand this.
Well, Susie's lover, Henry, which is played by Bill Heck, he impregnates her, so that's the father of her child. Well, he goes off to war, and he meets Lanford, which I play, and Henry and I fall in love. So when Susie finally finds the love of her life, the father of her child, she's surprised to find out that
he has a lover.
He has a lover who's a man.
Okay, so wait. So he's impregnated you, mm-hmm. but you have to find him later?
Yes, he leaves for the war right after I become pregnant. And so I am sent away by my father to have the child in a secret place, you know, but end up jumping off this train sort of and going off to find him, because that's what in the first act anyway, that's where I think my safe place is going to be.
Well, she wants the same thing that lots of people want, which is a partner, and mm-hmm. in her case she's thinking a husband and a nice house with a white fence around it and a safe place to have her kid.
Right.
And she's certain once she finds him, he'll do the right thing by her.
And yet he has actually fallen in love with another man.
Who happens to be black.
Who happens to be black.
In the Civil War times.
In the Civil War
which
times.
Which is huge.
Which is huge. Now, you play other characters, too.
Yeah, we play. It's really great because all the guys in the show, we kind of propel her into these different states of being. And through time. So in the beginning, I know when we first meet, I'm the butler. I'm kind of the house servant of the house. And then we meet, and I'm this thief. So we keep putting her in different states of being throughout the play. So it's really great. And then I play a cow. And I know a cow who moves. Very specific moves. The moves are very specific, so it's not just like I'm a mooing cow. It really has intention and thought behind each move.
And what might that sound like? That's great. Thank you. Thank you for indulging
You're
me.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Jim Leonard, let's go back to this now. You've put your character, Martha, through immense trials and tribulations. I mean, she's locked up in a psychiatric ward.
I mean,
she's all alone. She's 16. She's pregnant and vulnerable and banished by her father. And, I mean, come on. Can you give a girl a break?
No.
No.
Well, part of the thought is that she has to grow up, and she eventually does. And she eventually, I think, becomes very much of an adult. And part of the thought is that the play operates on a bunch of levels, but the main level is the personal level for her as a character. And the larger sort of analogous level is our country, which I felt needed to grow up.
Yeah, the L.A. Times actually said, our nation has made great strides during the last 150 years in technology, infrastructure, and even fashion, but maybe not so much in terms of morality.
I think we have made huge strides in terms of morality. But the more moral we become, the more moral we want to become, which I think is part of that mountain.
So what it really is that you're speaking to is the layered, like going to deeper and deeper levels of morality.
I think so. And you know, if you think about it, every time we make a step forward, it's if you think of the pendulum of history, when it swings back, it becomes this horrible sword. So that soon after the slaves were freed, they were sharecroppers. And then Planned Parenthood was found to make sure that they didn't have too many children. And that came into being. Women couldn't vote for a long, long time. We're only just now on the precipice of gay rights.
And we finally have our African-American president.
Yes, which is huge, huge. It's a radically poetic concept.
So this is really a story of love and history, all wrapped up.
Yes.
All wrapped up here. Now, what is there significance of the places Kentucky and San Francisco?
Kentucky was a place that remained technically neutral during the Civil War, but it was a slave state at the same time. And President Lincoln said to all the states, if you don't leave the Union, you can keep your slaves. So there were slaves in Maryland and Delaware and even Washington, D.C. up until 1867, 2 years after the war ended.
In San Francisco.
And San Francisco just strikes me as the iconic summer of love, the time of great, great hope. And, of course, then it turned into the 80s.
Oh, right. Well, I also, we have some tickets to give away to our listeners, so I would like for listeners that are interested in going to Sunday's showing, which is actually a day.
The Robert, 2 p.m. show, the matinee show is Pay What You Can.
The matinee show is Pay What You Can. Yeah. And but we've got 5 pairs of tickets to give away if you would like to get them. And that number here is 818-985-KPFK, which is 818-985-5735. If you would like to get tickets, Robert Manning, I've got you all confused. Jim Leonard, you've got some information about where it is.
Well, also you can, it's at the Ford Theater inside the Ford, which is a little intimate 90-seat proscenium theater under the Ford. It's a great space. You can get tickets by going to www.fordtheaters.org. That's fordtheaters.org.
With plural, fordtheaters.
Exactly.
.org.
Or you can call 323-461-3673.
All right, that's great. So we're speaking now with Jim Leonard and two of the actors, the star of the show, Susie Jane Hunt, not Sarah Jane Hunt, and Robert Manning Jr., who, in addition to playing her lover's lover, is also a cow. Among other things.
Yes.
And so I want to say thank you to all of you for coming and being with us and sharing your talent with us here in studio and with our listeners.
Thank you very much. Can we mention the other three actors?
Please do.
There's also Bill Heck, wonderful actors, William Sawyers and John Short. And they also play multiple characters.
It's a
really great group of people.
Directed by John Langs.
Yes, thank you.
Who did a fantastic job.
He was the best director ever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And now we're going to go to the subversive thought for the day. And this is Kenneth Tynan, who once said, no theater could sanely flourish until there was an umbilical connection between what was happening on the stage and what was happening in the world. That's Kenneth Tynan, and that is Uprising's subversive thought for the day.